fear weakens the spirit. It weakens the soul. And it weakens the body. I'm not talking about managing fear. I'm talking about perfected love that casts it out.
This week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to their prayer cabin in Southwest Arkansas. Join in as they share why having faith in the love of God should be a part of your everyday life.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, Arkansas. Praise
Arkansas.
God. Yes, amen. We're in Southwest Arkansas at our prayer cabin and our laughing place. This goes back a long time. In fact, that tomorrow, which we're taping this April, this is the 12th, and tomorrow's the 13th, and Gloria and I's wedding anniversary is tomorrow. We've been married 55 years, and we are thrilled and counting. Praise God. Amen. Happy anniversary, sweetheart. Now, right after Gloria and I were married, her grandfather gave us 4 acres here, which in years past had been a peach orchard, and the trees had overgrown and they quit producing, so, and they just pushed them all up, dozed them over. So he gave us 4 acres out of this place. And then... as time went by, just wonderful things began to happen. And ever so often, as he got older, Gloria's granddad, Pop wouldn't let you give him anything. Nothing. I mean, he'd give you everything he had, but he wouldn't let you give him anything. And so I'd say, Pop, what do you need? No, I don't need anything. And I'd try to help him a little bit, particularly after he quit working and so forth. No, be all right. And I had a little red pickup that I brought up here. He said he liked that pickup. I said, well, Pop, I'll just give it to you. No, we can't do that. I said, well, let me just leave it at the house. And you can drive it anytime you want to. No, he said, bring the title with you next time you go.
You'd have time to think about it.
And so I said, let me tell you what I'll do. I'll trade you for so many acres, I don't remember now what it was. And I told him how many acres I wanted. Well, and of course, I knew pretty well what the land was worth. And of course, I knew what my pickup was worth. But I didn't want to make a deal with him. And I gave him more pickup than he did land. Back then, the acreage wasn't worth all that much back then.
Pasture.
And so, and oh, that, you know, that'll work. Yes, sir. That's fine. And so somehow or another, some way or other, over the years, 4 or 5 acres here and 4 or 5 acres there, I said, Pop, I'd like to buy another few acres of land here, because I knew he needed finances. Yeah, sure. And so I paid him more than what it was worth. And that way, we wound up eventually with this whole 180 acres here. Well, God blessed it. And I was thinking about it just before we turned the camera on. So many of the major decisions of this ministry, particularly in the early years, we made them up here in prayer. The prayer time we spent when our children were just babies, and we learned from God how to lay hold of our family with the Word and the blood and the name. And we brought everything up here and spent several days praying in the Spirit and receiving the wisdom of God according to James 1st chapter. And then praying about television. Well, praying over radio and all that. But boy, when it came time to pray about television, that was so big. And it hadn't gotten any smaller either. But boy, back there then, it was such a huge financial decision. We didn't have the money to do that. We've never had money to do anything God told us to do. If you walk in the anointing, you're going to walk on the water. I mean, if it's just something you can do all the time, God wouldn't get any glory out of it. Anyway, we'd been up here and praying, I mean, like all weekend long, just praying several days. And we started home. We were driving in those days. And I don't remember why we were driving. The airplane's in the shop or something. We had a small airplane back then anyway. But we got to Texarkana. And we stopped at Denny's for breakfast.
We got hungry.
Went in there to Denny's. And we sat down there looking at the menu. And I remember looking at that menu. And it just dropped in my spirit. Why, that's easy. and I said, Gloria? Because we couldn't figure out what to do. What do you do next? You're going to go on television. Who do you call? I mean, we didn't know anything about it. I looked at her. I said, Gloria? We just need to do it. She said, yeah. She said, it'll be easy. Well, see, when your faith climaxes like that, that's the spiritual gift of special faith. And all of a sudden, the problem is...
Forget that we have no money.
Yeah.
We don't have any television.
When that just comes on you, it's this is different than saving faith. This is a manifestation of special faith, which is part of the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. And when it manifests, whoa, let's just do it. Okay. Well, we got in the car and drove to Fort Worth just praising, thanking God. Well, yeah, we can do this.
That's been a lot of years.
Yeah, we can do this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so many things like that came about on this place. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for this place where you've blessed our family, where you've blessed the ministry, you've blessed this outreach for God all over the world.
Praise.
And we give you praise for it, and we thank you for it. We open our eyes, we open our hearts to you today to know you, and to know the power of your resurrection, to receive revelation from heaven. And we take it by faith, and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let's open our Bibles today to 1 John chapter 4. And let's begin reading. First of all, I want to read the 8th verse. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. You get that? For God is love. Oh, we know that, Brother Coleman. Everybody knows that. Really? God is love. He doesn't have love. He is love. God is love. Now, Let's go down to the 16th. I want to read the 16th, 17th, and 18th verses. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect. Now, don't let the word perfect throw you. That doesn't mean flawless. That means the Greek word translated perfect there means developing, perfecting. It's what you practice, you perfect, right? It's you're walking in love. You're listening for love. You're talking about love.
Right.
And
you're loving.
Well, yeah. Okay. We've known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. Mm-hmm. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect or developed, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Praise God.
There is no fear in love. Now, I want to take a real good look at that. There is no fear in love. Well, of course not. God is love, and there's no fear in God. But perfected love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. The love of God not developed in him. It's in there because it's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. And it is the love of God. God is in here. If you're born again, God's on the inside of you. If you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, God has come on you for service. And the Spirit of God is dwelling in you in a higher dimension. Every born-again child of God needs to do that.
Makes all the difference.
All the difference in the world. Now, but when you walk in love, that's a commandment of the church. Amen.
It's not optional.
No, it isn't optional at all. It is a commandment from on high that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind and strength. Love our neighbor as ourselves. Love the brethren even as he loved the brethren, Jesus said. Love one another even as I have loved you.
He gave his life for the brethren.
Now, when you're doing that, and that is commanding your life, you're walking in that. That is your way of life. And the moment you step out of it, you repent instantly.
Yes.
Now, those of you that are hearing this for the first time, we're planting seed. Those of you that have heard it a lot, we're watering seed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So don't go starting around, I've heard all that. No, you hadn't. If you'd heard all that, you wouldn't say that. If you'd really heard all that, you'd be so hungry for some more of it, you'd be coming back to the table. So now, I said that in love too, you understand? Because this is when the day and time that we're in, you cannot afford not to walk in love.
That's right.
Chapter 5, verse 18. We know that whosoever's born of God. Okay, now wait a minute. This book is about God is love. We know whosoever's born of love sinneth not. What sin was he talking about? He's talking about not loving the brethren. So now, he keeps himself in love. Now, Jude wrote this in his book, and, he said in the 20th verse, building yourselves up
in your most holy faith,
praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself in love. So praying in tongues is part of that practice, imp- empowering your spirit, strengthening your spirit, because the scripture said in 1 Corinthians 14 that a man that prays in other tongues edifies himself or builds up his spirit. And the scripture says the strong spirit of a man sustains him in times of trouble and bodily pain.
That's what it says.
So all of these things are referring to keeping ourselves strong and getting stronger all the time. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Fear weakens the spirit. It weakens the soul. And it weakens the body. I'm not talking about managing fear. I'm talking about perfected love that casts it out. But now go back over here to that 18th verse. Whosoever is born of love sinneth not, but he that is born of love keepeth himself, and that wicked one, that's talking about the devil, that wicked one touches him not. The wicked one is the tormentor.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't we read that? Look back over there.
He's the thief. He's come to kill, steal, destroy. So he can't kill, steal, and destroy when you keep yourself in love.
That's right.
He touches you not.
Because the blessing is in operation.
That's right. Praise God.
What happened in the life of Job? There was only one sin involved in the book of Job, by the way. And that was curse God. Satan told God, he accused him. He said, you put your hand on him and he'll curse you to your face. Well, God didn't put his hand on him. He doesn't put his hand on anybody to destroy him. Satan is the destroyer.
That's
and
right.
I can prove it from the scripture.
Yeah.
Anyway, Satan is also the tormentor, right, Gloria?
That's right.
He is the tormentor. Now, notice this. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect or developed love casteth out fear. Why? God does not want you having any fear at all because it has torment.
It gives Satan place.
It does.
He operates on fear like God operates on faith.
Well, yeah, it's a spiritual law.
Yeah.
In fact, fear is faith.
Perverted?
Yeah. It's fear twisted.
Twisted faith, yeah.
So now think about it. Fear.
Is fear faith in the wrong thing? That's why you're afraid.
That's right. Fear is, well, you said it very well. It's faith in an animal's ability to hurt you. It's faith in a disease. It's faith in
a storm.
In people hurting you and people stealing from you and all that. Well, Brother Copeland, and don't start whining about how faith is going to do you good. I mean, fear is going to do you good. Because Satan can't get through to you, like Gloria said. He can't touch you without fear connecting to him the way faith connects to God. And God can't do anything for you without faith. He can't. Oh, God can do anything. Well, he can't lie. Let's go back. We need to get down to the very basics in faith itself, because we're going to go there in a little bit sometime. I'm believing sometime during this week. But I want to touch this in the 6th chapter of Mark's gospel. Now, Jesus had gone to Nazareth. I mean, he'd preached in Capernaum and they had fabulous miracles. Mighty works of God. All kinds of things. But he came to his own hometown and he said in the 4th verse, 6th chapter of Mark, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and his own house. And, now notice it, and he could there do no mighty work. No blind eyes were open. No ears were open. No sicknesses and diseases were broken. No dead was raised there. It didn't say he would not or he chose not. He could not.
That's right.
He could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick or a few sickly.
One translation said with minor ailments.
Minor ailments. And healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching.
Wouldn't that be awful for Jesus to marvel at your unbelief?
Oh, my, yeah.
He would be saying, now, I can't imagine such a thing.
Now, let's take a look here in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. You remember Jairus?
Yeah.
And Jairus had besought the Lord and said, my little daughter lieth at home sick of the, and she's dying. Come lay your hands on her, she'll live. And right in the middle, they stopped and ministered to the woman with the issue of blood. And right just then, someone came up and said, your little daughter's dead. Don't bother the rabbi any further, the master. Now, Jesus turned to Jairus. And look what he said. He said, when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she will be made whole. Stop the fear, or there ain't nothing I can do for you. And we're out of time.
Already
we're out of time. We'll take it up here tomorrow, and Glory and I'll be back just in a moment.
Not long after Kenneth and Gloria Copeland were married, they were given 4 acres of land in southwest Arkansas from Gloria's grandparents. As they visited their new property, they'd bring camping gear, pray, and grow their vision for one day having a house on it. Across the highway was an old abandoned house that had belonged to a family Gloria had known as a child. It now seemed to be falling apart, but Gloria saw its potential. The question was, could it be moved and remain in one piece? After being turned down by one moving company, Brother Copeland found a man named Mr. Wooten to do the job. He said everything will be all right, and it was. They successfully moved the house to the perfect spot on the property where it currently stands. And as Brother Copeland says, that's when the real work began. Extensive renovations were done, designed by Gloria and her mother Mary.
Then as we began to grow in the ministry and our ministry began to develop, we would come up here and spend time in prayer and seek the Lord and get direction And it became a place of fellowship with Him and fellowship with our family.
Lines on the road, arrows on a sign, lanes in a pool, they all guide us, keep us safe, and show us where to go. But of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. As Christians, we're often quick to begin quoting scriptures, but what happens when life suddenly takes us by surprise? In the 3-CD series, Hearing Wisdom's Voice, Kenneth Copeland shares scriptures and steps on how to aim your faith in the direction that wisdom is guiding you, a direction that enables you to take your authority by following the voice of the Lord. Learn to grow up in faith and focus your prayers to receive the outcome the Lord has already given you. Understand how hearing the voice of wisdom, the Holy Spirit, ties directly into the blessing of the Lord in your life. Kenneth also teaches strategies for getting quiet and listening to God's direction in your life, staying aimed at where He wants you, no matter what others are saying, so you can get the job done. Receive God's wisdom in your life. Order your free copy of Hearing Wisdom's Voice today by calling 800-600-7395 or by going to our website at kcm.org/TV special. Glorify God. Be the conduit for God's wisdom to change your life and the lives around you. Order Hearing Wisdom's Voice free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Request yours today.
You know, Gloria, I mentioned this earlier. on the broadcast, that we would take time out and just go somewhere and just pray for 2, 3, 4 days or a week. Just pray in the Spirit for the wisdom of God. And this is one of the advantages of praying in the Holy Ghost, because you can just turn all your prayer responsibilities over to the Holy Spirit, and He'll take care of it as you pray in tongues. And James, when he wrote that book, in his book, he said,
his letter.
Yeah, his letter. He said, any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all men, or to all man. There is a use of mankind, so it includes men and women. It to all people, and upbraid not, your faults won't stop that. His wisdom, but you have to do it in faith.
Yeah.
And to pray in the Spirit and receive the wisdom of God. Now, I want to send this to you. Just stop and think about what life would be like to operate in God's wisdom and understanding. God told Joshua when he took Moses' place, said, meditate my word day and night, and you'll observe how to do what's there, and you'll deal wisely in all the affairs of life, and you're born again. You can do this.
Think about how it worked for Solomon.
Oh,
he became the richest man in the East, didn't he?
Oh, the whole earth. And still people believe he's the wealthiest man that ever lived. But now, think about this. In light of that, 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, Jesus has been made unto us wisdom. I want to send you this free and postpaid, praise God, and 3-CD disc. I'm telling you what you need to get hold of this.
I'll take that one.
Okay. Amen. Hey, this week, Billy Burke's going to be at EMIC. You need to get in there for Miracles on the Mountain. It starts Thursday, June the 22nd, expecting manifestation of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, don't miss this.
We'll
see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth from Glory reminding you again that
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland appreciate you watching. Go to kcm.org/TV special for more teaching resources. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Rejoice and shout out loud. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. For God is good. And His mercy endures forever. God is good.
June 22nd through 25th. Join us for Miracles on the Mountain with Billy Burke at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. June 29th through July 1st, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the Toronto Victory Campaign at Atwell Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. July 30th through August 5th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. August 18th through 19th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Columbia Victory Campaign at Coliseo El Salitre in Bogota, Colombia. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.